Hello, my name is Liling Li, and my research is on using Landscape Integrity Index to evaluate the cumulative impacts of BLM resource management programs. As the largest land management agency in the nation, the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has a tremendous impact on how people interact with public lands. The BLM manages the public lands under the principles of multiple use and sustained yield for the benefit of present and future generations. The BLM supports a variety of resource management programs, such as energy development, conservation stewardship, and recreation, which can affect the ecological integrity of the lands in different ways. For example, energy developments including both conventional, such as oil and gas, coal, or minerals, and renewable, including wind, solar, and geothermal, can disturb surface landscapes and negatively impact soil and water resources, wildlife habitat, and avian and bat species. On the other hand, conservation stewardship activities, such as vegetation, riparian, and wetland actions, promote long-term beneficial impacts by restoring vegetation that meets ecological objectives, preventing soil erosion and runoff, and ensuring water and vegetation quality. The effects of a single resource management program are more straightforward to understand, but when the area comprises multiple programs with potential contrasting management goals and impacts, the cumulative effects of these programs are often difficult to assess. Understanding the cumulative effects of these programs is crucial for decision makers to develop effective land management practices and appropriate allocation of funding and resources. A comprehensive, standardized, and transparent GIS workflow can help visualize and analyze ecological integrity, landscape patterns and processes, and promote a consistent cumulative effects analysis, or CEA, and collaborative management across jurisdiction boundaries. This research evaluates the cumulative impacts of resource management programs in the BLM Carlsbad Field Office, CFO, New Mexico, by incorporating ecological integrity indicators, resource and stressor-based metrics, and landscape metrics to create a Landscape Integrity Index, LII. Two resource management programs, Vegetative Communities and Minerals Leasables Oil and Gas, were selected as the programs of interest for this study. The LII model considers the management goals and objective in the draft BLM CFO Resource Management Plan to identify the necessary indicator and metrics. Ecological integrity indicators include existing vegetation type, vegetation departure, and important plant areas of New Mexico. Resource-based metrics include noxious weed treatment areas, vegetative treatment, and vegetative monitoring. Stressor-based metrics include existing oil and gas wells, application for permit to drill or APD points, lines and polygons such as flow line, pipeline, power line, road, frack pond, and well pond. Landscape metrics are from the National Land Cover Database and include shape metrics, core area metrics, contagion or interspersion metrics, and diversity metrics. These indicators and metrics were each scored for their site impact, distance decay function, or landscape metrics through the use of a composite scoring system and then combined into a single map. The resulting map of the LII values show areas of low landscape integrity near the urban and agricultural areas in CFO planning area, and high landscape integrity near central and southwest corner of CFO. CEA practitioners and land managers will be able to address management goals and objectives, conduct a more systematic and consistent analysis with relevant indicators and metrics, and visualize landscape integrity using the LII framework. And thank you for listening. Have a good day.